I moved here in the mid 80s and I had been working in the disability sector in Victoria for a few years, and was actually back then I was actually in the middle of what was called my mental retardation nursing certificate, which was a 3-year registered nurse course. So it was a medical based, you know, obviously a medical model, and so it was undertaking that. Now I worked and trained at Q, so and Q was at that time the largest facility in Victoria, the largest state run institution in Victoria. And before I left, there were, would have been around about 800 to 900 people living there. There were 31 units, I believe, from memory. And so that I'd come from a system, from that system, but slightly different in that things like every person that lived in ANQ was, it was like legislation that they had to have a yearly holiday, so at least a week's holiday a year away from, and I don't mean a holiday in another unit, and that everybody had to have a certain number of hours per week of recreational or you know, educational time away from their unit, so X amount of hours per week, and that was actually legislation. So it was quite, we were quite heavily into developmental training as well. While it was still a medical model, it was kind of at that time when we were shifting into a much more developmental model, and there was much more huge emphasis on learning and what we used to call database training and all of that sort of stuff. So I came from that system. I moved here not because I wanted a job at Royal Derwent or Willow Court. I moved here because I wanted to live in Tasmania. And at the time, I thought, okay, well, I'll find work in the disability sector, but I don't want to go back to an institutional setting. I actually want to look at something different. So I did the rounds and found there was pretty much nothing around. There was very, very, very little in terms of, you know, supported accommodation in like a group home sort of facility or anything like that. There was Willow Court. There was the state-run, government-run respite centres, and a couple of other bits and pieces. Anyway, I ended up having to work to come here basically because I needed the work. I lived, my partner was working in the area and worked here, and at the time, and I sort of thought, well, I needed to. Now they. So I started here in 86.